Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, the 31st of January of 2023. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the program, broadcast tonight. And I'm just grateful that you would make that determination to tune in tonight to learn more about the things of God. And it's great, you know, that you can join online like this, wherever you are, you know, whether you're here in America or whether you're in another country. I said last night, we have people who tune in from other countries. We have people who tune in to this program in the middle of the night, in their time zone, it's the middle of the night. Like, right now, it would be like, basically, in some places that could be listening, it could be like 12:30 a.m., 1:30, 2:30, 3:30 in the morning. Yet people are tuning in live, right here, right now. And that's just an awesome thing that they would make that determination to do that, because unless you just go to bed late, most of you probably wouldn't just purpose necessarily to be up every night at, you know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., unless you work a midnight or something. So that's pretty cool. You have people that are in these other countries and are staying up that late their time. Now, some people, they might maybe wake up early in the morning and seek God early in the morning. And so, you know, if you're one of those people who does that, you know, that's cool. But it's great to be with you. However you've tuned in, however you found us, whether you've called in, whether you've called in and now just listening, or whether you're using your laptop or your tablet or even your phone to log into the website, or even your desktop. Believe it or not, desktops are still around. They have not yet went the way of the dinosaur. Not yet. I don't think desktops are as much of a thing as much anymore, Victoria, are they?
No, I don't. I have a laptop.
I said, I was saying desktop.
My dad has desktop.
Do you know of any young people who have desktops or not so much? Any kids like your age and under that have desktops or not so much?
My friend Noah does, but that's because he uses it for gaming purposes.
But they're not what they were 20 years ago.
Right.
Well, like almost, we're like many, many more people than not had a desktop. Back then it was like having a desktop was like, oh yeah, you're cool, you have a desktop. I mean, most people were more apt to have one at that time. But now it's more like the laptop. These days, so many people, so often now, you can do on your phone what you could do on the laptop. Uh-huh. So there'll be So they could almost say, no, I don't really have, not, just may not have a computer. And they might say, like, well, their computer is their phone. Or their computer is their tablet, their iPad. You know? Because in some ways, you can do so much of the same stuff on your iPad as you can on your computer. Mm-hmm. So, like, so therefore, it's just, one of those things. But it's a cool thing that you tuned in to the program tonight to learn more about the things of God. And so it really is an awesome thing. And I pray that it's been a good start to the year for you, as we are closing out officially at midnight. We're closing out the first chapter of the year. I pray that you've written out your New Year's commitments before the Lord. I pray that you're off to a good start on those. I wrote things on mine, you know, things that I'm believing for to happen. And I'm believing God for it. And and those commitments have to be between you and God, ultimately. Whatever commitments you write, they're between you and God, whatever you've wrote. Like I said, January is about gone. In 5.5 hours, my time. December, that actually. It's going to probably hit history, and it'll now be February. Actually, February, but it doesn't sound the same when you say it February. So, I was thinking about something. You know, we all have our very own testimonies. We all do, you know. And everybody's testimonies are different. You know, you got the people who might say, you know, I was going through la 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 la. You know, I was living, you know, the devil tried to attack me, and then I opened my Bible, and then, Jesus came. I'll be like, la, 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 now I'm free again. But then, you know, like those, like sometimes some of those, you almost go, did that person just say that for something to say? Because I haven't necessarily heard testimonies like that, but I've heard of them like that. But true testimonies are where God moves on your behalf. And all some suddenlies, like where maybe you could, it could be like maybe you thought you weren't sure if you did super great on a test, you could say. And then you turns out that you did very good on a test. That could be a testimony, a great testimony. Or, you know, your body gets healed. And then they go in, do the tests on you, and then they go, well, according to these tests, shows that nothing's wrong. You know, that's awesome when you can have that happen. Now, Gene Evans, he had a family member of his who was actually healed like that. He had been in a car accident somewhere years ago, a very serious car wreck. Was rushed to a major hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. On the way to the Birmingham hospital, in the ambulance, he woke up and they get to Birmingham Hospital and they go, where is the person with all these broken bones and all this other stuff? And and they go, well, this same person is here. And then they're like, well, you want to take a look? Like, yeah, we'll take a look. We'll go in, we'll run the different medical tests that we do, and it's cool, the things they'll do, CT scan, MRI, and, those kind of tests, probably feeling, doing their little handiwork. And so they do these tests, and they go, well, doesn't look necessarily like anything happened. And that was by God. That was all God. Because in the natural, it did not look good. The way Dr. Gene Evans had said from the pulpit, it didn't look good. It seemed to me like it was a very bad accident that he had been in on. On a highway. I don't know what highway, I forget what city even. Goes to show you, the power of God is real. And it's not something you can make up. Just like hell is real, so is God, so is heaven. So if you sit there and wonder, oh, there is no God. If you sit here and find yourself wondering, is there a God that can help? Is there a God who can deliver? Is there a God who can heal? Is there a God at all? Yes, there is a true God. I serve him, and he's been there for me many times in my life, and I love him. And it's just great, to be able to share, the testimony of God's goodness. And so it's just great, sometimes to hear testimonies about what God's been doing for people. Hold on a second, I'm just taking off a jacket that I was wearing. I don't know how the weather was where you all live, because obviously we have people listening from so many different places. And so obviously your weather can be different from one place to the other. up here in my neck of the woods in the north, in the far north of the United States, we have temperatures right now that did not go over 20 degrees today. The next couple of days it'll be in more like the 20s and the 30s. But then we have a day coming up that might not go past 10 degrees. You go, oh, that's cold. And you're right. But then it warms back up, and then after that, I'm going somewhere. Florida. That's right. Next Wednesday, I'll be going to Florida for about a week. Using that to say, between next Wednesday night and the week after, I may do like one show, maybe, but it'll be kind of a short show, kind of letting you know how things are going and what all I've been doing. Who knows? Maybe I might do it from the beach. We'll just have to wait and see. It'll be a fun time. I always have a fun time whenever I go to Florida, Tampa, Florida. That's where I go. And we like to go to one of the beaches at least once while we're there. And like I said, have a nice time. And of course, be able to relax. Enjoy some sunshine. And, you know, Laura said yesterday she had been to Florida before to see her daughter who lives in Florida. She had told me yesterday that sometimes when you have these really nice days, you're from Michigan or a northern state, and you're down there, whether you live there, whether you've moved there recently, or you're just visiting for like a week or so, that but like now this happened to me last year, where in your mind you know it's February. You're going, yep, it's February. And a couple times, like I basically had to remind myself, oh, by the way, it's February. It's just that you're in Florida right now and not in Michigan. Because it was so warm. It was so nice and so warm. It was like 84 degrees a couple different days back to back. Sunny, slight breeze, and then not too much of a breeze, and we had spent the afternoon, you know, near the beach, and taking a walk down a certain trail that we like. And it's a pretty cool thing. So.
Try again. 6:50 p.m.
And I've looked at the weather for the first 2 days that I'm going to be down there. And the weather is looking pretty great. Not so bad at all. But I will say this.
I wish a snowstorm was coming right after I left.
Right after. I wish a snowstorm. You say why? Because that way, it's like you're escaping something. Last year, there was a snowstorm in Detroit that came right after we took off from Detroit Metro Airport. And so it was awesome. Detroit would be shoveling like 8 inches of snow. We would be frolicking at a pool. And you know, outside at the hotel. At the hotel. After we had gotten there with 80-degree weather. Oh! And then, you know, a few days later, you know, like the last day of the vacation, the last full day of the vacation, there was a bit of ice around here. Us, 83 degrees, sunny, not humid, light breeze. Yeah. See, there? It's like you escaped something. See? Because then at least you feel like you got away from something. Something you did not like. But instead it was something you do like. You know? Because in a way, you might be happy for the kids, you know, when they get a snow day and what have you. But at the same time, I don't like super icy roads. But we did. There was a pun on the pun board at Planet Fitness that's been up there this week that said, "What did the car? What did the icy road say to the car?" It said, "Want to go for a spin?" And, you know, if you've been in the car and you're driving, us Michiganders know about this. Michiganians, whatever you want to call us. Sometimes we can't decide whether to call ourselves Michiganians or Michiganders. But us people up in the Northland, I mean, I don't live in the snow belt of Michigan. That's more north. But, you know, but if you live in a northern climate, chances are, you know, what happens when roads get icy snow covered. Sometimes you could slide or maybe go beyond slide and go for a spin. And it's not always a pretty spin. But you know what is a good spin, though? A ride on the Himalaya. At the fair. Or at the amusement park. All right. Yeah, moving along. I want to remind you of a couple quick things. First of all, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles, It's the Story of My Life, and how great God has been, how he has always been there for me. He has always been there for me through all my trials that I've faced. And he's been there for me to help me, to lead me, to guide me. And he's known what I've needed. you know, he knows what you need before you even ask him. He does, and it's not something that it's like, I wish or I guess. No, he knows what you have need of before you even ask him. Why? Because he's all-knowing and all-powerful. That's why. And I trust in him. I've always trusted in him. I've went through this life. And so I've just been able to, you know, believe and trust and walk in his way and live by faith instead of living by fear. That's the way I've chosen to go about this, is, of course, faith over fear. And so, it's the story of my life and how great God has been. You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book and how you can get it in your hands. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, as in the body of water, riversofmiracles.com. And I want you to read it. You'll be glad you read it, and I pray that it will increase your faith. Amen. The other thing that I would like to remind you about, real quickly, is about the PayPal. On PayPal, you can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. If you've enjoyed what this show has done in your life, you've enjoyed having the Word of God brought to you, you know, the singing that we do, you know, that worship our Lord and Savior, then you can sow a seed to help keep us going. And when you go to paypal.com, in the search bar, you can type in my name in order to sow your seed into the program. And so when you get into PayPal, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll be able to type in Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, not R-I like the other one, but Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, the last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, that both of those are capitalized. So just so you can make a quick note of that, if you would so kindly do so, I would greatly appreciate it. So, where's the verse? I want to sow into your life. And it says, therefore my God is able to make all sufficiency abound toward you through every good work. Not one good work, not two good works, not even three or five or seven or ten. Every good work. Amen. And I know that my God is able. We serve the God of more than enough. Not just enough. Not we're barely making it. But the God of more than enough. Amen. And I know it. And I believe it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now I'm going to sing. A couple of songs. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who always makes a way. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who rolled the stone away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. Oh, 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 oh. We sing to the God who was. We sing to the God who is. We sing to the God who always makes a way. He only lived on the cross. We know the God who always stays the same. Oh, there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. Anointed, redeemed by his grace. In the house of the Lord, sing praise. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are the forgiven, redeemed, and redeemed by his grace. In the house of the Lord, sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, 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 oh. We shout out your praise. Oh, 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 oh. We shout out your praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the song built on the cross, and ever so weak and lonely, the Son of God, the Son of Man, upon his grace remains within me. Behold him, behold him. Lift up your eyes, see the Son of Heaven. Hosanna, Hosanna. Pour out your praise, sing the name of Jesus. here in our chest, and on the door His Savior's knocking. Oh, let Him in. Oh, let Him out. The sound of every saint's heart rejoicing. Behold Him. Behold Him. Lift up your eyes. See the Son of Heaven. Hosanna. Hosanna. Pour out your praise. See the name of Jesus. Behold Him. Behold Him. Lift up your eyes. See the Son of Heaven. Hosanna. Hosanna. Pour out your praise. Sing the name of Jesus. Sing His name. Say His name, O Lord. Jesus. 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 Oh Lord Jesus. Behold Him. Behold Him. Behold Him. For lift up your eyes. See the Son of Heaven. Hosanna. Hosanna. Pour out your praise. Sing the name of Jesus. Behold Him. Behold Him. Lift up your eyes. See the Son of Heaven. Hosanna. Hosanna. Pour out your praise. Sing the name of Jesus. Pour out your praise. Sing the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly speak as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who you are, yeah. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you are. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are perfect in all of your ways. Thank you. You are a great father to us. You are a good, good father to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here. You're moving on our behalf, Lord. But thank you that these people would just tune in and break away for this period of time. I speak to the storms of life, that these storms that are trying to rage against us would calm down, cease right now, that they would get off of my life in your name. All these different things. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master, that you are with us tonight. Thank you that these listeners would have ears to hear and minds tonight that are ready to focus on your word and what you have to say about us tonight as we take some time, read some verses, and as I exhort these people, but they will be ready to focus and not be distracted by other things that may be going on around them. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you that you're meeting every need tonight, represented on this program. That you're healing our bodies, strengthening our bodies, quickening our bodies. That you're bringing strength to our minds, soundness to our minds, so that they're not foggy. And so that those people who are older would have good recall. And that for everyone else, that their minds would just be sharp. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And I thank you that you're meeting all of our needs, that money comes to us. Thank you for what you're doing, meeting every need. And now I make my confession over this program. I pray that in your name, sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership, more and more people will tune into this program. And most importantly, Jesus, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, in Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles, if you would, please. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. I want to go to chapter 3 tonight. Ephesians 3, and then have a bookmark on chapter 4, if you would, please. Praise God. Ephesians 3. And we'll see what the Lord has for us tonight. Giving you a minute to turn the pages in your Bible, or to find your little, Bible app, get it open, find Ephesians 3, verse 1. Hopefully it's a good version. Hallelujah. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you, Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to me in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together with one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus. That includes us. We are members together in Christ Jesus. We're all members of one body, the body of Christ. Verse 7 now. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the Christ, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known of the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Verse 14, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom is all family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:20, pay attention to this. Now to him was able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and through Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That's the blessing verse. Now, we're going to look at chapter 4 also. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. We're going to come back to this later, because I'm going to discuss what that means. According to the calling that you have received, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, capital S, through the body of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over and through all and in all. I used to quote that verse a lot when I was very little. Particularly Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Over all, in all, and through all. Verse 7. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does, quote, he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Parentheses, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, to prepare God's people for the work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind and teaching and doctrine, by the customs and the craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming, instead speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up by him who is the head, that is Christ. Father him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up. In love, as each part does its work. Verse 17, so I tell you this, you insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sexuality so as to indulge in every kind of immorality. The continual lust for it. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood. Speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, for whom you were saved for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So, you know, there was a lot of, you know, great and important stuff we read about tonight, but what I want to talk about is this concept of we've all been called by God. That is from Ephesians 4, verse 1, which if you want to go back with me, listeners, feel free to. You want to go back there, be my guest. So this is the prisoner of the Lord. Then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of this. Oh, I'm not going to go into all those other verses again. But what that's talking about is, you know, be focused on that call. What's God called you to do? Maybe some of you have been called to be like what we read, like one of the verses we read. It is he appointed some apostles, some pastors, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers for the work of the ministry. It says, you know, some of you might not have been called to that. Maybe some of you have been called to work in the marketplace, maybe as a business owner. Well, God can help you be one of the best business owners there are. And that could be whether it's you start your own business or as a franchisee or as a, you know, God can use business people. He can use pastors. He can use teachers. My point is, you know, find out, what are you called by God to do? Because we all have a calling of some kind. And we've all been called to reach the lost. but not all are called to be preaching in a pulpit. I'll say that again. Not all are called to be preaching in a pulpit. There are some preachers who preach in pulpits, and you might wonder, you know, what are they doing there? And you might, and then you might even realize, you know, they weren't called to preach. Because not everyone who is preaching in a pulpit is called there. Not all of them were. Some were. But others weren't. So, if you're called to business, God can, Ephesians 3:20 you. You ask him to, you know, bless you above and beyond what you can ask and imagine, so that you can, Ephesians 4:1. Which is following your calling in God. Meaning what God has called you to do. Because sometimes you'll hear people say, you know, you might not know God. They might be saying, I'm called to do this. I'm called to do that. You know, I feel like I'm to do this. And my mom and he go, you know, called by who? We've all been called by God to something. And no, I don't mean on an iPhone. Because God doesn't have a phone number in heaven. Siri does not have a function that you can call Jesus. Wouldn't that be crazy if that was actually a thing? You could actually, if you could actually call heaven on your phone, wouldn't that be crazy? But nope, that's not how it works. Nope, you call upon the name of the Lord. And you pray. It's not something you just do on your phone. Or even with the AI, which is totally another thing for another day. But nonetheless, you know, find out, you know, be in prayer. If you don't know what your call is, ask him to show you what it is so that you can be the best at whatever it is that he's called you to be. Maybe God wants you to be, you know, a pastor. Maybe he wants you to be an evangelist. Maybe he wants you to be a prophet. Maybe he wants you to be a teacher. Maybe he wants you to be a doctor of sorts, which in that case, you know, you could ask God to help you be the best doctor, medical doctor there is. Or the best nurse, or the best accountant, or the best teacher. You know, in school. You know, I have a good friend who I see at conferences, and we have conferences at my church. She comes to them. She lives on the other side of the state from where I live. So about 2.5-3 hours away. But she wants to ultimately be a teacher. She's a very devout Christian, of course. She's trying to thinking of ways, you know, how do I shine my light through to these children? How do I do that? And obviously, the way I see it, God can show her. And I love this person to pieces. Obviously, I pray that God uses her. In all her endeavors. You know, this is what God has called her to. And some of you listeners might know who I'm talking about. Maybe some of you don't. And either way, it's fine. But, you know, I pray that God uses her to be the light. Of course, I'm sure I will see her again, because we have a conference coming in a month. And I'm sure that I very much plan on her being there. And obviously, I plan on having this discussion with her again on how it's going, you know, how's her schooling going. And you know, if God gives me some things to tell her, I know he'll reveal them to me. But, you know, find out from God what it is. God can help you. Because he's called you. But the truth is, of course, like I said, not all are called to be a pulpiteer. And guess what else? Not all of you are called to be a radio broadcaster. Not all of you are called to have a radio show like the guy you're listening to right now, the Miracle Man. not all of you are called to do that. But you can find out through God in prayer. Asking him to reveal to you what it is if you don't know what it is. And what if you've been focusing on something else and God tells you, you know, no, I called you to this. Then get that right. And get focusing on what it is that God has called you to. Because you could think, oh, it's going so great and my business is doing so great and, you know, but what if that's not what God's called you to? So that's something to think about. Because Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I pray that these listeners would take this word to heart and would find out from you what is it that you have called them to. What is it that you've called them to do? And each one could be something different. Maybe you've called one to be a pastor, a preacher, a teacher. Maybe one you've called to be a school teacher, a doctor. Maybe to have a startup business of some kind. Whatever that might be. I pray that they'll seek you on that and that you'll help them with that so that they can be all that you call them to be. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. I pray I helped you tonight. I really pray that I helped you. I do. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow night.
Yeah, 1 second, I've got to run back upstairs.